This is Passport to Texas. Record funding approved by the Texas legislature is launching new fronts in the war on aquatic invasive species. With $6.6 million in appropriations this year and next, Texas Parks and Wildlife will ramp up an unprecedented effort to control and stop the spread of aquatic invasive plants and creatures. Some of the aquatic invasive species that will receive the agency attention include giant salvinia and zebra mussels that are covering Texas lakes, to giant reed and salt cedar smothering rivers and streams, to exotic fish that compete with Texas natives and alter natural ecosystems. One major category of work is aquatic invasive plant management. Projects focused on management of aquatic invasive plants on public waters to enhance boater access for recreation, and management of riparian invasive plants in target areas to improve water quality and quantity. In Texas, the economic impacts of aquatic invasives are far-reaching, costing the state billions of dollars annually, including threatening to undermine a recreational freshwater fishing industry worth more than $4 billion. The new funding will help preserve habitat and recreation for all Texans. The Texas Parks and Wildlife Foundation supports our series and helps keep Texas wild with support of proud members across the state. Find out more at tpwf.org. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.